With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Former President Trump says if he's reelected, he'll put an end to progressive social policies in the armed forces.
We have a great military, and you don't have to worry about our military going woke. They're not going to go woke, but the top people would like it to, but they don't have the strength to make our military. Our military is not woke, and it's not going to be woke.
The former president told the Salem Radio Network Sebastian Gorka the Republican Party is now 95% MAGA, as seen by the fact that he easily captured the GOP nomination. Also at SRNNews.com, New York's mayor facing a lawsuit alleging sexual abuse early in his police career. Jennifer King has more.
A new lawsuit accuses New York Mayor Eric Adams of sexually assaulting a woman in 1993. The case adds to growing legal troubles for Adams, who currently faces a federal campaign fundraising investigation. The suit filed Monday offers the first public details of a claim brought in November. At the time, Adams was a police officer and a high-ranking member of the Guardians Association. The mayor denies the allegations, which an attorney for the city described as ludicrous. The accuser's attorney, Megan Goddard, asked that the AP not publish her name, but says the accuser believes sexual abusers must be held to account no matter who they are. I'm Jennifer King.
President Biden embarking on more campaign travel this week. A preview from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The president has been visiting key battleground states since the State of the Union, and that strategy continues this week. He's traveling to Nevada and Arizona for both campaign and official events. This follows recent trips to Pennsylvania, Georgia, Wisconsin, and Michigan, all states that are expected to play a crucial role in determining the outcome of the 2024 election. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Stocks are mixed now. The Dow ahead 219 points. The NASDAQ, 47 points in the red. This is SRN News. America's pastors are feeling a bit better these days.
A new poll released by the Barna Group finds that the spirits of clergymen are rising after crashing in the aftermath of the pandemic. 51% of Protestant pastors now say they feel more confident of their calling than when they first entered the ministry. That's up from 35% 2 years ago. 59% now say they feel very satisfied being a clergyman, compared to 52% who said so back in 2022. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Bulgarians lined the streets of Sofia over the weekend to bid farewell to the late Orthodox patriarch Neophyte. The spiritual leader of Bulgaria's Orthodox Christians died last week at the age of 78 after a long illness. Neophyte, who became patriarch in 2013, was first elected head of the Bulgarian church after the fall of communism in 1989. This is SRN News. Russian authorities say at least 13 miners have been trapped in a collapsed gold mine in far eastern Russia. A rescue operation is underway. Officials didn't immediately say what caused that accident. A property tycoon in Vietnam has gone on trial, accused of illegally acquiring $355 million by selling fake bonds.
Vietnam prosecutors say that at the start of 2022, the luxury property developer Ngo Anh Yong was in financial trouble because of stalled projects and the impact of the COVID pandemic. They say that in order to raise more capital, Mr. Ngo, his son, and 13 others sold illegal bonds to unsuspecting investors and then misused the money to pay off millions in company debt. The case is part of an ongoing crackdown on corruption in Vietnam.
BBC correspondent Celia Hatton. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.